Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Praise the mighty Yah once again on another day that he has even blessed us and allowed us to bring to you his unadulterated, great divine words on another program of Nothing But the Truth. And yes, It is true. All we're going to tell you is the truth. But if some strange reason you are suspicious, give us a call and we will discuss it. 919-931-6216. My name is Moray Ishaya Israel, of the House of Israel, located here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. Again, I want to praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to bring you his great words. Words that's above all words, because it's the word of Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is our King. Yahweh is our Savior. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Not just Israel, but of the world. Today he has allowed us to prepare another beautiful program for you to talk about his words. Today we're going to talk about seven things that Yahweh has chosen, elected, to bless and sanctify. And the peculiar thing about this is that the Creator gave us signs that we might know what is blessed and what is sanctified. Today we have a lot of people walking around saying they're blessed and highly favored. You hear this all the time from people. But how do we know? Are they blessed and highly favored just with lip service? Are they blessed and highly favored because they got a lot of money? Are they blessed and highly favored because they are an Israelite? What makes you blessed and highly favored? Well, we don't have to guess with the Most High. The Almighty give us signs to let us know the things that matter. And one of the things that he let us know, truly, without a shadow of a doubt, what is blessed and sanctified. I may add, just because you're blessed don't mean you're sanctified. And also, just because you're sanctified don't mean you're blessed. But there are things that Yahweh have blessed and sanctified. You know I'm telling you the truth, because if it wasn't the truth, the Almighty wouldn't have had to use both words. He'd have just said, well, you sanctified, and that automatically meant you was blessed. But that's not what the Most High said. So today, we're going to prove to you, beyond a shadow of any doubt, the things that Yahweh has blessed and sanctify. Now, before I get into our discussion, why is this important to you and I in Israel? Today, a lot of people can determine a lot of things because, number one, they don't even know the Almighty signs. And then number two, not knowing the Most High signs, they don't know what to do and what not to do. And one of the things I want to share with you before we get into the heart of our lesson, this is one of the things that you absolutely have to do. And you'll find this in the book of First Chronicles.
One second.
Excuse me for that. And let us continue. I want to go to 1 Chronicles also, but let's start in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Now, I just want you to see this. To show you what we're telling you, to show you what we're bringing forth to you, is the truth. Again, what are we discussing today? We will be discussing seven different things that Yahweh has blessed and sanctified. And not only he blessed it and sanctified it, but this is what you're going to see. What's most important is the sign to let you know that it is blessed and sanctified. That way you don't have people going around and saying they things that they're not. Believing in things that are not true. Saying things that are lies. Because you're going to know the very signs that one needs to know to determine the very thing Yahweh has blessed and sanctify. And watch what this says. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, let's start at the 20th verse so we can get a real good understanding of this thing.
So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Yehuda, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall be established."
It says, "Believe in Yah, your Elohim, so shall ye be established.
Believe his prophets, and ye shall be, and ye shall prosper."
Yeah, believe in his prophets, and you're going to prosper. And that's one of the issues today. In modern time, is that a lot of people just don't believe in Yah. They don't believe in Yah. See, it's easy to tell whether you believe in Yah or not, because if you believe in Yah, you will believe in his word. That's how easy it is. Once somebody shows you the word of Yah, the word of Yah really is not debatable at all. The only thing you have people doing and wrestling around, because you can get right to the nitty gritty of who everybody think and say they are. And you can get right down to the nitty gritty if you should be listening to this person or not, or if they bring you the word of Yah. But you got to believe in Yah if you desire to be established. And then it lets you know you got to believe in his prophets. Why? Who do you think bringing Yahweh's word? If you ask the average person today, and more importantly, if you ask the average Israelite who's supposed to have the word of Yah, are there any prophets today? The mass majority of the Israelites will tell you no. Even though they will tell you they interpret dreams, they will tell you that Almighty came to them in dreams. They'll tell you a lot of things, but then when you just ask them, "Are you a prophet?" Then see what they say. And then you have something to back up what you're saying, that all prophets and anything Yahweh has blessed and sanctify have signs. And I'm going to show you these signs so you'll know who you're dealing with. Are you dealing with a counterfeit? Or are you dealing with something Yahweh indeed has blessed and sanctified? Furthermore, go to the book. Since we're in 2 Chronicles, we don't have to go far. Go to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. I'm just trying to show you some things before we get right into the heart of the message. And start at the very first verse, 2 Chronicles 15 and 1.
Now the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Obed, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear ye me, Asa, and all Yehuda and Binyamin. Yahweh is with you while ye are with him."
In other words, this is very clear cut. It don't take a rocket scientist, a PhD, to understand this. If Yahweh is with you, or Yahweh is with you, why you be with him? In other words, that's how I know when you, Yahweh is with you. Because you'll be with him. And I know when you is with Yah. Because Yahweh will be with you. It's not hard, not difficult at all. And watch what the Most High has to say.
If you seek him, he will be found by you.
Yeah, in other words, if you seek him, if you search for him, if you inquire of him, if you look for him with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, you're going to find him. He'll be found of you. This is an absolute truth. If you with Yah, Yahweh is with you. If you seek him, he will be found of you.
But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
Make no mistake about it. This also is a truth. If you forsake him, he will forsake you.
For a long time, Israel has been without the true Elohim.
Because everybody thinks they had a true Elohim. But for a long season, they've been without the true Elohim.
Without a teaching priest.
Without a teaching priest.
And without law.
Yeah, because these are things that must be present if you had a truth. If you're telling the truth. And so we're going to get right into this message, because if Yahweh is with you, it's only because you're with him. And so the things I bring to you should be easy to understand. Of course, over the course of 7-8 days, we brought to you each day that Yah had made and created, and what he ushered in on each day, what he made, what he created. And we went throughout the scriptures showing you the very signs of each day. And how are we able to do that? Because the Creator said, let these lights be for signs. Most of our people today, they looking for signs in the heavens. Now, I understand why, because many of our people learn from our enemies. So, not long from now, our people will be just like the heathen. They will be going out looking for an eclipse. And after you see the eclipse, are you going to serve Yah better? Are you going to fear Yah now? Are you going to keep his commandments? No, it's not going to make you do any of those things. Because there's nothing that Yahweh told any of us to go out and do, to look and search for an eclipse. When Yahweh said, let these lights be for signs, he was letting you know that in order for you to know any sign, any season, any day, any year, you first got to know him. And to know him, you have to know his word. Therefore, the signs that you're looking for is in the book. How else could you know the sign of heaven? Daniel didn't know the signs of heaven by running outside. That's what everybody do, run outside to learn the signs of heaven. But that's not how Daniel learned the signs of heaven. He learned them from the Most High. And this is what you have to concern yourself with. And let me show you how to do it. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, show you what the Almighty really wants you to know. And today we're talking about 7 different things that Yahweh has blessed and sanctified. But what are the signs to let you know? Since you got a lot of people walking around saying they blessed and highly favored. Watch what it says. Isaiah, the 8th chapter, and let's start at the 11th verse.
For Yahweh spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying,
in other words, don't walk in the way of these people, because look what they're saying. They said it in the past, they said it today, and they will say it tomorrow.
Do not say a confederacy to all that say a confederacy, nor be afraid of their fear.
In other words, don't go around talking about, man, the white man is against us. The so-and-so man is against us. Everybody trying to kill us and destroy us. Everybody trying to do this and do that. Or what? It's not going to help people to serve Yah by you saying it. They keeping calling out of the NFL because he's black. Look how they treating the black quarterback. What? Don't even walk in the way of these people. Why continue to spread rumors and gossip that has no meaning at all? If you want to fear something and you want to talk about something, this is what you want to talk about. 13th verse.
Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself.
Yeah, sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself.
And let him be your fear.
Let him be your fear.
And let him be your dread.
And let him be your dread. That's what you got to learn to do. And I'm going to show you how to do it by showing you the very first thing that Yahweh blessed and sanctified. Go to the book of Genesis, the 2nd chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 2nd chapter, starting at the very first verse.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all of them were finished. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had done. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day.
And watch this, in the third verse, now I know it might sound like irony, a coincidence, that this, the very thing that we're talking about is in the third verse. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, it is not. And I'm going to show you why. Read that third verse again.
Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it.
He blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it.
Because in it he rested from all his work, which Elohim had created and made.
Yeah. He rested from all his work, and this is what he created, and this is what he made. Period. And since he was resting from all his work, since he made and created everything, he chose and elected that he will bless and sanctify the 7 days. And what is the sign to let you know that this day is blessed and sanctified? Well, let me tell you. All through the scriptures, it'll let you know, because all it says, let these lights be for signs. So you know it's coming from the light. And let me tell you what light it is. It is the third light. Whether it's the third day, the third year, the third born, the third generation, the sign is three. Now, how do I know that? Well, 3 days after Yahweh made the lights for signs, look what you have. The Sabbath day on the third day of the first month, the third day of the first year, the third of the first season. Yes, it's the seventh day. It's the Sabbath day. But even now, we had a date. Because all days got a date. And this had a date. And it was the third. And I'm going to show you what I'm telling you is the truth. That the sign of this day is the third. And you're going to see why. And you're going to see what it represents. And you're going to see what it means. But before we move on, ask yourself this. How can you consider yourself blessed and sanctified and you don't even believe in the Sabbath day? You don't even teach the Sabbath day. You teach against the Sabbath day. But yet, call yourself blessed and highly favored. You call yourself blessed and sanctified. And the very thing, and the very first thing that Yahweh blessed and sanctified, you don't even want to have nothing to do with. And this thing came 3 days after he made the lights for signs. Now, is that irony? Is that a coincidence? Or am I telling you the truth? Well, I think you might have to admit that I'm telling you the truth, because if you count from the fourth day to the seventh day, all you're going to get is 3 days. And watch what Yahweh say about this Sabbath. To let you know that I'm telling you the truth. In the book of Isaiah 56, turn there. And we're going to start at the second verse.
Isaiah 56, verse 2. Blessed is the man who does this.
Now, automatically, it's already letting you know, blessed is the man that doeth this. That's our knowing that if you believe in Yah, you're going to be established. If you believe in his prophets, you're going to profit. You're going to prosper. That's our knowing. Sanctify Yahweh himself and let him be your fear and let him be your grave. Because if you sanctify Yah, would not he sanctify you? Since he said, if Yah is with you, if you be with him. So if he sanctify you, it's only because you sanctify him. Blessed is the man that doeth this.
And the son of man who layeth hold on it.
And the son of man that layeth hold on it.
Keeps the Sabbath from defiling it.
Why? Because the Sabbath is blessed and sanctified. Go ahead.
And keeps his hand from doing any evil.
Yes.
Do not let the son of the stranger say, or the foreigner say, who has joined himself unto Yahweh.
And there's only one way that a foreigner can join himself unto Yahweh.
Speak saying, Yahweh has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, I am a dry tree. Say Yahweh to the eunuchs who keepeth my Sabbaths, and chooses what pleases me, and layeth hold on my covenant, even to him will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters. And I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off.
That shall not be cut off. Now you know how Yahweh will separate those that separate or join themselves unto him. Well, look what that said again in the third verse. Neither let the son of the strangers that have joined themselves to Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh have utterly separated me from his people. In other words, Yahweh is saying, look, I know people telling you that you can't be an Israelite, and that's true. But what they should be telling you is, you can be just like the Israelites. All you have to do is join yourself unto Yah. That's all you have to do. And Yahweh has their steps that one must take in order for them to join themselves unto him. Sixth verse.
Also, the sons of the stranger who joins themselves unto Yah.
Again, joining yourself unto Yah.
To serve Yah.
To serve Yah.
And to love the name
of Yah. To love the name of Yah.
And to be his servant.
And to be his servant.
Even everyone who keeps the Sabbath from defiling it and lays hold fast on my covenant.
Yes, because I may add, this is the same thing Israel has to do. This is the same thing the Israelites have to do. So he's not telling the sons of the strangers to do something that Israel is not doing and that Israel is not commanded to do. This is what Israel have to do. Then it says,
even then will I bring into my holy mountain and make them a joyful and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people.
For all people. So don't tell me by keeping a Sabbath day, you're not going to be blessed and sanctified. That's what Yahweh said you will be. And how can you be blessed and sanctified and not keep the Sabbath and teach against the Sabbath and defile the Sabbath? That makes no sense at all. No wonder you don't know who's blessed and sanctified in the earth today. Because you're not doing the things to know. And I'm going to prove to you that that sign is three. When did you think the Sabbath day came? 3 days after the first time Yahweh put signs on earth. In the heaven, rather. Furthermore, in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Turn it. Exodus 20. In the book of Exodus 20. And what are we discussing? The seven things that Yahweh blessed and sanctified in earth. And watch what it says in Exodus 20, at verse 8.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Automatically, to keep something holy is to sanctify it, to separate it.
6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but in the seventh day is the Shabbat of Yahweh your Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And he rested the seventh day, wherefore Yahweh blessed the Shabbat day and hallowed it.
Brothers and sisters, don't tell me you blessed and highly favored, and you don't keep the Sabbath. Don't tell me you blessed and sanctified, and you don't keep the Sabbath. You don't even believe in the Sabbath. You teach against the Sabbath. This is the first thing Yahweh blessed and sanctified. And you don't believe in that? If you don't believe in that, how can you believe in Yah? If you don't believe in that, how can you believe in his prophets? And if you don't believe in that, how can you be blessed and sanctified? And let me show you the second thing Yahweh decided to do, decided and determined that he will bless and sanctify. And you're going to understand why. Go to the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. Because once Yahweh blessed and sanctified the Sabbath day, you should know what came next. And I'm about to show you. And we're going to start reading at the fourth verse.
Behold, the word of Yahweh came to him, saying...
Now, I want to stop there for a second. And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying... The word of Yahweh. Brothers and sisters, this was the first time in the whole entire scriptures that the word of Yahweh came to any man. And this man, his name was Abel. And why did the word of Yah come unto Abel? Because Abram, according to the scriptures, was the first man in the scriptures called a prophet. He was the first man in the scriptures where it was recorded to have a vision and a dream that Yahweh said he will come to his prophecy in. Visions and dreams. No wonder this is the first man the word of Yah came to. And what words are we commanded to speak on the Sabbath day in which Yahweh blessed and sanctified? Well, we're supposed to speak his words. As a matter of fact, this is the first man in the scriptures that Yahweh himself told this man to pray for somebody. Regardless if they did it before, this is the first man to record to do it according to the scriptures. And since the word of Yah came unto him saying, let's see what happened.
This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed Yahweh.
And then we tell you, if you believe in Yahweh and you'll be established, believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. And he believed in Yah
and counted it to him for righteousness. Then he said unto him, I am Yahweh, who brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit it. And he said, Yah Elohim, how shall I know that I will inherit it?
In other words, how am I going to know you're going to give it to me? And why are you going to give it to me? How am I going to know this? How will I even know that I'm going to even have some children? Because I don't even have no seed. And watch what Yahweh tell this prophet.
So he said unto him, bring me a 3-year-old heifer.
A 3-year-old heifer.
And a 3-year-old female goat.
And a 3-year-old she-goat.
And a 3-year-old ox.
And a 3-year-old ox, or some books might say ram.
A turtle dove and a young pigeon.
Yeah, I thought according to the law, everything we had to bring to Yahweh is a year old. We can't bring Yahweh nothing past no year old. Not in the law. But when you bring with something that Yahweh has blessed and sanctified, you're going to see the three. Because three is the sign. No wonder he said 3-year-old heifer, 3-year-old she-goat, 3-year-old ram. Because this was one that he blessed and sanctified. And who is that? Were his prophets. Because this was the very first prophet. And so you'll know what I'm telling you to be true. Go to the book of Exodus, the 2nd chapter. Because this is the second thing Yahweh had blessed and sanctified, his prophets. And how can you go around saying you're blessed and sanctified, you don't believe in the Sabbath day, you don't keep the Sabbath day, You teach against the Sabbath day, but yet we're supposed to believe that you're blessed and sanctified. And then if I ask you, well, where's your prophets? Who are your prophets? Well, you don't believe in them either, because you don't even know who a prophet is. And then when they ask you, well, are you a prophet? And you tell them, well, yes, I'm a prophet. Then what they're going to ask you next is, well, can you throw your staff down on the ground? Well, that ain't it. How you determine a prophet? Well, can you tell me what the Most High said his name was? Well, Abraham didn't even know Yahweh by Yahweh. Well, can you stop locomotive train? In other words, they're going to ask for things that's not even in the book that Yahweh said that you will know his prophet. And what I'm showing you is how you will know anything that Yahweh has blessed and sanctified. And here, one of those things is his prophets. And we also know the very first thing was the Sabbath day. Watch what it says. Exodus, the second chapter, starting at the very first verse.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. And a man out of the house of Levi went and took as a wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months.
Why 3 months? What do 3 got to do with this? Well, it's got a lot to do with it. Because that's a sign that Yahweh will show you if you take his word seriously that he used, that he left on record, that was blessed and sanctified. And who was this child? Well, this child was Moses. That's who this child was. Because he had blessed him and he sanctified him. And we know that to be true because look what Yahweh said about Moses in the book of Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter. Why do you think Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights? You think that was just some happen chance? No. That was a sign. That's why Yahweh did that. And I may add, that's how we know Christ is not blessed and sanctified. Because Christ was supposed to be in the belly of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. And we know, even according to the New Testament, where it is recorded that he was supposed to have done it, it never happened. Because you'll never get 3 days and 3 nights from the sixth day, the preparation day, to the first day of the week. You'll never get 3 days and 3 nights. And you can count until kingdom come, and you still won't get it. Deuteronomy 34. And watch what it says about Moses. 10 verse.
But since then there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like unto Moses, who Yahweh knew face to face.
Yeah, it says in there, there was not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moshe, whom Yahweh knew face to face. So you know he was blessed and sanctified. Who do you think sanctified our people? Yeah, it was Moses. Who do you think blessed our people? And yes, that was Moses. So we already know he had to be blessed and sanctified. And all the other prophets were also, which is the second thing that Yahweh had blessed and sanctified. Because the prophets are those who will have his word. And Yahweh will not allow his word to dwell in anybody unless they are blessed and sanctified. Not to bring to his people, not to teach his people. I'm not talking about the word that he put in some soothsayer to say something, or in a donkey to say something, or open up the mouth of a beast that was turned into a serpent and went on his belly. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the very thing that Yahweh will bless and sanctify to bring you his word. Because what's above his word? Yeah, nothing. The third thing that Yahweh saint blessed and sanctified. We'll read this in the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter. Just like everything else, Yahweh did this way before they even knew they were blessed and sanctified. And here it is. We got people walking around saying they blessed and highly favored and with no proof at all. Just by their very words, they just blessed and highly favored. Well, how is that? How can you prove that? What sign or wonder can you show us to let us know that you blessed and highly favored? We got people talking about they blessed and they don't even believe in the Sabbath day. How are you going to be blessed and sanctified and you don't even believe in the very thing that is blessed and sanctified? That makes no sense. You don't even keep the thing that's blessed and sanctified. So that should automatically eliminate a lot of people. Then not only that, that's a person who's a prophet today, they don't know none. Well, if you don't keep what's blessed and sanctified, now I can understand why you don't know the people that's blessed and sanctified. I can understand why you don't know no prophets. But if you sanctify Yahweh himself, oh, you would know those who are blessed and sanctified, whether it's the Sabbath day or whether it's his prophets. And watch this. Genesis 29. And I want you to read 32 through 34. And I may add, we went over this. So you're going to see how these things are connected to one another.
Genesis chapter 29, verse 32. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, Yahweh has surely looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me.
Now, her firstborn.
Then she conceived again and bore a son, and said, Behold, because Yahweh hath heard that I am hated, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Shimeon.
And that's her and her secondborn.
She conceived again and bare a son and said, Now this time my husband will be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore his name was called Levi.
His name was called Levi. And he was the 3rd born. And what did I tell you the sign was to let you know someone or something is blessed and sanctified? Surely you got to know that Levi is blessed and sanctified. Who do you think blessed and sanctified the sanctuary? Who do you think blessed and sanctified all the articles in the sanctuary? And who do you think blessed and sanctified the people every year and on the Day of Atonement and all the holy days? Who do you think we're supposed to go to? Isn't it Levi? And why him? Well, he was the 3rd born. He was the 3rd born for a reason. Because that's a sign to let you know Yahweh has blessed and sanctified. Now you might say, well, everybody's born, the 3rd born is blessed. Like, no. But amongst those that are born, the 3rd born, that's who Yahweh will choose. Amongst those that are born on the 3rd day, that's who Yahweh will choose. Amongst those that are born in the 3rd year, that's who Yahweh will choose. Amongst those that are born in the 3rd generation, that's who Yahweh will choose. And why? Because this is the sign of not only his messenger, but this is the sign of the thing that Yahweh will bless and sanctify. And watch what it says about Levi in the book of Malachi, the 2nd chapter. In the book of Malachi, the 2nd chapter. This is what it says, starting at the 4th verse.
Then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant be with Levi, may continue, save Yahweh of hosts. My covenant was with him, it was of light and peace. And I gave it to him that he might fear me. So he feared me and was reverent before my name.
Didn't we tell you to sanctify Yahweh himself? You have to let him be your fear and let him be your dread. Running out here talking about an eclipse. No, if you want to know the signs of Yah, you got to go to his word. You got to go to his messenger who speaks in his name. And you got to keep the Sabbath. And watch what it says.
And my covenant was with him with life and peace, and I gave it to him for the fear with he feared me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts.
He is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. And why is he the messenger? How could he be the messenger? Maybe. Born at the right time. For the scripture says, to everything there is a season, a time, to every purpose under heaven. And it was purposed to be blessed and sanctified. And it was the third thing Yahweh had blessed and sanctified. And let me tell you, it's in this order for a reason. Who do you think blessed and sanctified? The priest. Well, let me tell you, the prophet. Why do you think he was the second one blessed and sanctified? Who do you think was going to anoint them, separate them, bless them? And now that they are in a rightful position to do what they were born for, and let me show you once again how you know they were born to do exactly what they were born to do, to bless and to sanctify. Go to the book of 1 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. And while we're going there, I'm still trying to figure out, how can you be blessed and sanctified and you don't even believe in the Sabbath day? I'm still trying to figure that out. And you teach against the Sabbath day. And you don't keep the Sabbath day. So how can you be blessed and sanctified? I'm bewildered. I'm confused about that. I'm confused about the fact that you don't even know who a prophet is. How you don't know a prophet? The very one that was blessed and sanctified to bring you the word of God. The first man that the word of Yah came to was a prophet. And his name was Abel. How don't you know this? The scriptures say Yahweh will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his prophets, the servants. How did you think we're going to know the last days? And what we are supposed to do and not supposed to do if there's no prophets? Maybe it is, but you don't believe in Yah. How can you be established? Maybe it is, you don't believe in his prophets. Then how can you prosper? Watch what it says in the book of 1 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. To see if I'm telling you the truth. Because today we're showing you the signs to let you know who is blessed and sanctified. In the book of 1 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, I know it still sounds like irony. I know it still looks like a coincidence. We're going to read the third verse since we're talking about the sign of three. And watch what it says.
And the children of Amram, Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam, the sons also of Aaron.
In other words, Amram only had three children.
And the sons also.
1 second. Slow down. All through the scriptures, you know what it will say? And the sons of Amram, or and the sons of Kohath, or in the sons of Eleazar, or in the sons of so-and-so. But when you get to Amram, it'll just say, and the children of Amram. It lets you know it's not just talking about what? Sons. And he named three. Aaron. He named first. And why? Because he was the oldest. And where was he? Was he a prophet? Yes, he was a prophet. And he also was a priest. So you know he was blessed and sanctified. Then they named Moses. And they didn't name Moses before Miriam because he was older than her. Because he wasn't. Who do you think put Moses in a little basket and pushed him off and followed him? It was normal. The only reason it named some folks is because it named the same folks. And who do you think blessed and sanctified Aaron? Well, it was Moses. And who do you think blessed and sanctified Miriam, since she was a prophetess? Well, that was Moses also. This is why Levi, the sons of Levi, and in particular, not just the sons of Levi, but the sons of Aaron, was the third thing that Yahweh had determined and decided to bless and sanctify. Because who will bless and sanctify everything else? Now ask yourself this. If this is the order of Yah, you're not going to be blessed nor sanctified unless you keep and believe in Yahweh. If you don't sanctify Yahweh himself, you can forget him sanctifying you. For Yahweh said, if you forsake me, I'm going to forsake you. He said, if you be with me, then I will be with you. That's how simple it is. And here we see he blessed and sanctified the Sabbath first. So undoubtedly, that was something that Yahweh wanted us to keep. He blessed and sanctified his prophets because they were the ones who was going to bring his word on that blessed and sanctified day. And then he blessed and sanctified the very people who was in charge of the very day that he blessed and sanctified. See how this works? It's not rocket science. I can look out there today and tell you who's blessed and sanctified, but can you? The fourth thing that Yahweh has determined and decided to bless and sanctify is in the book of Exodus. Exodus 19, let us turn there. And watch what it says. Exodus 19:1.
In the third month.
And why is it the third month? Why is that relevant? Our people read the third month, the second month, the first year, the third year, the ninth year, and they just skip right over it because it has no meaning to them at all. No relevance at all. No purpose at all. So this third month, it don't mean nothing because the third day don't mean nothing. And the third year don't mean nothing. And the third generation don't mean nothing. But I thought every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his word lest he reprove thee. And thou be found alive. Well, if you are blessed and sanctified by Yah, tell me what the third means. Tell me what the third represents. And tell me why Yahweh is telling us about the third. And watch what he says.
In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. And Moshe went up unto Elohim, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Yaakov, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you forth unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
And you notice he let the people know that they will be a peculiar treasure, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. And what is a holy nation? A holy nation is somebody that's separated, sanctified. That's what holy means, is separated from everything. What is a priest? A priest is someone that's sanctified. And what is a peculiar treasure? Well, any treasure lets you know that you're blessed. And did not I tell you, we're going to show you how Yahweh determined who's blessed and sanctified. And why did he wait to do this in the third month? Why didn't he do it in the fourth? Why didn't he do it in the first? Why didn't he do it in the sixth? Why the third? If you can tell me. And watch what it says.
And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded them. Him. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yah. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto Yah. And Yahweh said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day.
And why the third day? In other words, you can erase it. You can blot it out. You can tear the page out. But it's not going to change Yahweh's word. This is what he would do. This is his sign to let you know that this thing that he's doing is blessed and sanctified. And I may add, when did Yahweh say he will do these things? He said, let these lights be for signs. The very second thing Yahweh said he would do with the light, they will be for signs. And this is a sign. Because the third day, the third year, the third month, the third generation, they all represent light. All of them. And watch what it says. Since he told us to be ready against the third day.
For the third day, Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be a beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes.
He sanctified the people. And what day did he do it? 15 verse.
And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come now at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning.
On the third day in the morning. And I think you get the point. Go to the book of Exodus 31. Because this thing should be coming clear to all those that have eyes that can see and ears that can hear. Yahweh's sign to let you know that you're blessed and sanctified. In the book of Exodus 31, still dealing with that fourth thing that Yahweh had elected, chosen, and decided to bless and sanctify. The 12 verse.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that doth sanctify you.
How is this all of a sign between us and Yahweh that Yahweh has sanctified us? Well, the Sabbath came 3 days after Yahweh said, let them be for signs. The seventh day happened on the first month, the third day. It happened in the first year, in the first month, on the third. That's when it happened. 3 days after he said, let these signs, these lights be for signs, seasons, days, and years. How is the Sabbath a sign between us and Yah? Because on the third is when Yahweh sanctified, blessed and sanctified his prophets who will bring us Yahweh's word. Why do you think Yahweh said in the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of Yah that Elohim in vain? For Yah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Because he was going to bring his prophets, his messengers, on this day with his word. And he's supposed to teach us his word on this day. Go to the book of Leviticus, the 10th chapter, so you'll know how the Sabbath is a sign between us and Yah, that he sanctified us, or Israel. Leviticus, the 10th chapter. And we know it on the Sabbath day because Yahweh told us to work 6 days, do all our work, and labor in 6 days. So we're working all day long for 6 days. But on the seventh day, we were to have a holy convocation. We were supposed to have a holy rest unto Yah. Look what it says in the book of Leviticus, the 10th chapter, at the 8th verse.
And Yahweh spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine, nor strong drink, thou, nor thy sons with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses.
When you think they're supposed to teach this? When do you think they're supposed to put the difference between the clean and the unclean? When do you think they're supposed to put the difference between the holy and the unholy? Well, that's the Sabbath day. This is when we learn. And why? Because we were blessed and sanctified. The first thing that Yahweh had decided to bless and sanctify, go to the book of Deuteronomy 26. Another thing most people don't even believe in. That's why I'm trying to figure out How can they be blessed and sanctified and you don't even believe in the very things that are blessed and sanctified? And watch what it says. And you're going to see, I'm telling you the truth, because you don't believe in this. And watch what it says. Deuteronomy 26 and 12.
When thou hast made an end of tithing, all the tithes of thine increase in the third year.
Why the third year? Why the third month? Why the third day? Why 3 months? Three. When thou hast made an end of tithing, all the tithes of thy increase the third year. And I may add, most of our people don't even believe in tithing. So how can you be blessed and sanctified and you don't even believe in the very thing that is blessed and sanctified? Continue reading.
Which is the year of tithing.
And this is called the year of tithing.
And has given it unto the Levite.
The Levite.
The stranger,
the fatherless,
and the widow,
that they may eat within thy gates and be filled.
Then thou shalt say before Yah thy Elohim, I have brought away the hollow things out of my
house. I have brought away the separated things, the sanctified things, the hollow things, because this is blessed and hollow. And if you want to be blessed and you want to be sanctified, then you need to be taught. How can you not? How can you not? Who else going to take care of the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, if it's not those who are blessed and sanctified? Furthermore, one more thing on tithe. Leviticus, no, let me just go right to the 16th. So I want to get through to this so you can understand what I'm telling you is the truth. Well, no, I have to show you one more thing. Go to the book of Leviticus 27 real quick. That is verse.
In all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed, of the land or of the fruit of the tree, it is Yahweh's. It is holy unto Yahweh.
Yeah, it's holy to Yahweh. It's holy. I just want you to see that this thing is holy. That's how Yahweh sees it. Now go to Deuteronomy 16 so you can see this. Because what are we discussing? We're discussing how Yahweh determines what is blessed and what is sanctified. So if somebody come up to you talking about they're blessed and highly favored, I want to know the sign. I want to know how you know how. I want to know from the word of God. How do you know you're blessed and highly favored? And you don't even believe in the things that Yahweh said is blessed and sanctified. In Deuteronomy 16, chapter 16, verse, what does it say?
3 times in a year.
Here we go again. 3 times in a year.
Shall all thy males appear before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose.
And what place is that? Well, that's Jerusalem. That's how we know Jerusalem is blessed and sanctified. Why do you think Yahweh said 3 times a year all thy males shall appear before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place he shall choose? And then he'll let you know exactly where. Go ahead.
In the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Yes.
And in the Feast of Weeks.
Yes.
And in the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Yahweh empty.
And because the place is blessed and sanctified. Look in Exodus 34. Exodus 34. And tell me Jerusalem ain't blessed and sanctified. Yes, it is. Now you know why. Exodus 34. And look what it says. In the 23rd verse.
Thrice in a year.
How many times?
3 times in the year. Ye shall all your men, children, appear before Yahweh Elohim, the Elohim of Israel.
Yeah, thrice in a year. Just in case you didn't understand. Three, he said thrice. And watch what he says here. in the book of Exodus 23. And why three? Because three is the sign that Yahweh gave us to let us know the very thing that he had blessed and sanctified. Exodus 23. And look what it says. 23. Go ahead.
Three times in the year, all thy males shall appear before Yahweh thy Elohim.
Three times in a year, once again, all thy males shall appear before Yah Elohim. Why? Because you're blessed. Why? Because you're sanctified. And you cannot appear before Yah unless you are blessed and sanctified. The land has to be blessed and sanctified. The people have to be blessed and sanctified. The priests have to be blessed and sanctified. The prophets have to be blessed and sanctified. And the Sabbath is blessed and sanctified. And the very last thing in the book of Isaiah 55, because I know I'm not going to be able to get to all the scriptures I want to, so I'm going to leave you with this last scripture. And the last thing that Yahweh blessed and sanctified, and make no mistake about it, not the last thing, it is, because remember what Yahweh said. He said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. So never look at the last thing as the last. Oftentimes, the last is the first. And let me show you this. In the book of Isaiah 55, the third verse, look what it says.
Incline your ear and come unto me.
Incline your ear, come unto me.
Hear, and your soul shall live.
And this is something everybody should want to hear. Why? Because your soul shall live.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with you.
And I want to see what this everlasting covenant with you, even what it's going to be. Even the sure mercies of David.
Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people.
You have given him for a witness to the people.
A leader.
Number two, a leader.
And commander to the people.
And number three, a commander to the people. And why? Because he is your witness. He is your leader. He is your commander that Yahweh will plant in the earth, that you might be blessed and that you might be sanctified. And so you'll know that I'm telling you the truth. This is the last scripture. Go to the book of Malachi, the third chapter. That he has given him as a leader, a commander, and a witness to the people. And watch what it says in the book of Malachi, the third chapter. And yes, once again, I know it looked like irony. I know it looked like a coincidence. But nevertheless, we still going to read the third chapter since we're dealing with the sign of three. And watch what it says. The first verse.
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me.
And who is that? Because all the messengers of Yahweh are blessed and sanctified. And we know what their sign is.
And the master whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith Yahweh of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming?
Who may abide the day of his coming?
And who shall stand when he appears?
Who shall stand when he appears?
For he is like a refiner's fire.
He's like a refiner's fire.
And full of soap.
Full of soap.
And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver.
Yeah. And do what?
And shall purify the sons of Levi.
And why? Why the sons of Levi? Because who do you think going to purify everybody else?
and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahweh an offering in righteousness.
So as we can see, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you have eyes and can see, ears that can hear, that Yahweh will let you know clearly who is blessed and sanctified. These are the seven things that Yahweh has blessed and sanctified. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.